Joining us now, one of the best ever. Four-time NBA All-Star guard. I won't go through the intro because he almost took my head off last time we did it. I don't need that today. He is Otis Birdsong. Joining us now, one of the great ones, one of the very best guys on the planet, one of my great friends. How you doing, man?
Nathaniel, all is well. It's always great to talk to you, my man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Chris Tubbs is sitting in. We call him Tubbsy. He's sitting in the spot of one Patrick Creighton, who calls himself Loud. Patrick calls himself Loud, okay? Just so you know. So
yeah, I won't yell as loud as Patrick will, Otis. And even if I did, I don't think that I'd be able to even get near that. So I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, he's out today. So
Tubbsy, you have some impossible shoes to fill, my man.
Oh, I know it, man. I know it. I don't even want to try.
Man, that was a classic. That was a classic shot.
I love it. Classy shot
at one Patrick Creighton. All right, let's get right to it. All right, man. You said Cavs in six. I agree with you. Do you still feel Cavs in six?
I do, Griff. I believe that they will take care of business tomorrow, and they will go to Boston and win Game 5 and finish it off in Game 6.
I love it. Now, from an NBA perspective, you play in the league for 12 seasons, four-time NBA All-Star guard. Kind of give us your reason why you feel like Cleveland will be that dominant, especially from what we saw from Boston in the first two games.
Well, Boston was really dominant the first game. The second game, if you remember, Cleveland jumped out to a big lead. And then in the second half, they just didn't perform as well as they did the first half.
That's true.
But I just think LeBron is the equalizer. And when they tie the series up tomorrow, it's going to be a lot of pressure on Boston to win Game 5. And I think LeBron is just going to come up huge in Game 5. And I don't see Boston winning in Cleveland in Game 6.
Is this one of those situations, Otis, where the first couple games, maybe the youth and the energy, it played to the Celtics' advantage, but if they get shell-shocked a little bit or something doesn't go their ways, is this where maybe that young, that inexperience comes back to haunt them?
Yeah, that's a great point. And, they if I'm not mistaken, they are undefeated at home. They play extremely well at home, as do young teams. If LeBron can get any support, remember those two games in Boston, they just didn't shoot the basketball well.
They didn't.
I mean, Korver and JR, someone besides LeBron and Love has to, play better. And if they can get any kind of scoring from JR Smith or Kyle Korver, and LeBron is going to do what he does, and Kevin Love has a pretty decent game, Cleveland should beat him. There's no doubt in my mind that Cleveland should beat him.
Now, I think one thing that people forgot was that Kevin Love was an all-star in Minnesota. I mean, he was a guy that'd go for 26 and 14, and all of a sudden he had that the situation where he had the breakdown and he kind of had to tear himself down to build himself back up. I think people just forgot about when Kevin Love is on his game. I think he's a great compliment with this sort of personnel that they have. I think he's a great compliment to LeBron.
He's a tremendous compliment. And you forget, guys, when he was in Minnesota, everything surrounded around him. When they put a game plan together, it was to get Kevin the ball in the spots where he liked to have the ball.
That's
true.
Score
best. Mm-hmm. And you look at James Harden, he was a heck of a player when he was in Oklahoma City, but he wasn't the feature player. Now that he's in Houston, he's the feature player. You see what he's doing. So, guys, it's not that Kevin Love has lost anything. He just had to be the third fiddle, especially when Kyrie was in Cleveland, to LeBron and Kyrie. And now he's the second fiddle on the team, and he's starting to play like he did in Minnesota.
Tyronn Lue, I know that he has he's pretty much held some pretty good post-conference press conferences. Otis, how do you think that he has come up in this series final? How do you think he's actually come up as the coach of Cleveland? Do you think that he's regained that respect, or did he ever lose it?
Well, that's a great question. And he would never, ever receive the respect because he has LeBron. If you back when Pat Riley was coaching the Lakers or when Phil Jackson was coaching Chicago with Michael Jordan, they never really identified them as being great coaches because they always said they had the best talent. And as long as LeBron is playing for Cleveland, Tyronn Lue is not going to get the credit that he deserves. In fact, you hear about the Boston coach more than you do Tyronn Lue. And Tyronn has gone to like two straight finals or three straight, however many he's gone to. So he's never going to receive the credit that he deserves, but he's under the microscope, a lot of pressure, having the best player in the league on your team. And once again, he's in the finals. Through all of the adversity that they faced this year with the injuries and Kyrie leaving, and he would never get enough credit, but he's done a fantastic job.
Otis Birdsong, four-time NBA All-Star, joining us on the line, seeing his share of games. Talking about Tyronn Lue there. Brad Stevens is the coach to whom you refer there in Boston. I want to ask you this. In terms of the way that the supporting cast is playing around LeBron, particularly at home, they're pretty good. They had six guys in double figures a couple nights ago. It was last night. They had six guys in double figures. Now, what we need to see from them on the road, and you talked about getting help, can these guys understand the brevity of the situation in Boston once they get back there?
Well, the guys who are receiving the majority of the playing time, they understand. And that's J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson. They are part of the championship team. And then you have LeBron and Kevin Love. So the nucleus, those four guys who will play the majority of the minutes, know how to get it done on the road. They won the seventh game at Golden State when they did win the championship. So
that's true.
If they can win tomorrow, it's going to be a lot of pressure on Boston to win game five. But I think the pressure and the youth of Boston playing in a game like that, I think LeBron is going to come up big, and Houston, Cleveland will win the fifth game.
All right, the series you really want to talk about, which is Golden State and Houston, and I'm picking Houston in seven. All right, let it go. Let it rip. Let it rip. Let it rip.
Well, let me say up front, first of all, with all of my ties to Houston, and Kevin Fertitta, friend, supporter, is the owner of the Rockets.
That's right.
You got Bill Royale, graduate of the University of Houston, who does the color on television.
That's right.
Clyde Drexler, graduate of the University of Houston, is a great friend, and he does the color.
Uh-huh.
Elvin Hayes and Akeem, they're attending the games and supporting. So, of course, I'm rooting for the Rockets. I'd like to come to a finals in Houston, man. That would be great.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm sure I could nudge Tillman a little bit to get a couple of tickets for my wife and me, you know?
So, putting it out there right now.
Of course I'm rooting for Houston.
Putting it out there right now for Tillman Fertitta. If he's listening.
Put it out on the radio, big dog.
I know, right? Your boy Otis Birdsong just hit you up for two tickets for him and his wife, right? Him and Deborah right now. Go ahead and give it up, Tillman.
When I woke up this morning, I never figured I'd hear Otis Birdsong on national radio asking Tillman for tickets to an NBA fight. That's classic.
That's his guy. Tillman Fertitta's his guy.
That's classic. So. I love it. Best day ever.
Well, Tubbs, you know, I could maybe go to BRL or Clyde, but, you know, if you go straight to the top, you're kind of guaranteed that your seats are going to be great, you know?
Well, the seats in the stands are seats up in the box. You won't be up in the
exactly.
box.
Exactly.
You know. We see all 36 of your teams, right? Not 32, all 36.
Right.
Sitting up in the box. All right, man, now that you put Tillman Fertitta on blast, go ahead and break down that series for us.
Well, I was really disappointed the way the Rockets played in game one. I thought they would come out with the energy and the desperation they did in game two. I mean, Golden State, I don't care if the Rockets had the best record in the league, but in my mind, Golden State is the best team in the league. With the weapons that they have, the success that they've achieved, they're the best. And I know the Rockets, one of the reasons they had the best record is, I don't want to take anything away from them, they played well, but they didn't have to deal with the injuries that Golden State had to deal with throughout the year. So it's going to be a dogfight tonight. I mean, Houston has to find a way to win one game. If not tonight, you know, Tuesday. They have to win at least one game and get that home court advantage back. And if they can do that, they'll instill some doubt into Golden State, because Golden State has played great in the playoffs at home as well as Boston. So I don't know if they can win tonight, but they got to find a way to get one of those games.
How much pressure will the Rockets feel if Golden State comes out and plays the way that they did in Game 1?
Well, you know, when you're in the playoffs, especially when you go to play an away game, the team's first home game on their home court, the fans are going to be revved up. It's going to be a lot of energy in that building. The Rockets is going to have to weather the storm. They can't get down by double digits after the first quarter, because then doubt will set in. If they can keep it close, the doubt will set in on Golden State side, because they're thinking they're going to come out and jump on Houston early. If the Rockets can get out and jump on them early, then we're really in for a great game tonight. So that first quarter is going to be very, very important. And that's what happened to Boston last night. Cleveland jumped on them early and just devastated them, and they never really got in the game.
So here's what I did, and we're going to see how this works. I just tweeted to Tillman Fertitta that you just asked for two tickets to a game. So we'll see. We'll see if he responds to that tweet.
And you do know I have his cell number, don't you?
Oh, of course I know that. Of course I know. You don't need me to tweet him.
I think this is some sort of sociological experiment by Hollywood here.
You don't need me to tweet him, but I had to put that out there.
But he's probably thinking I want a ticket to the Western Conference Finals. Did you put NBA Finals on there?
I did not, but I think that it will at least spark conversation at minimum, okay? At minimum. I think it will definitely spark conversation. So, you know, if nothing else, he'll probably say finals. Because, you know, he's a forward-thinking guy now.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a forward-thinking guy. So he's already thinking past the Golden State Warriors right to the NBA Finals. All right, so you've got the Rockets and the Cavaliers in the finals. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what I'm hoping that Houston. I haven't picked Houston to beat Golden State, my girl. I picked Cleveland to win. I haven't. My heart is with Houston, but you know you can't bet with your heart. You gotta think with your head and your mind. You know, so
yeah, don't.
It's going to be tough. I mean, they gave up their home court advantage. It's going to be tough for them to beat them. But I still think they can do it. It would be great if they could go in and get that one tonight.
Don't put words in your mouth, right?
Yeah, I wish they can get that one tonight. It would be a lot easier.
Hey, real quickly, we got about a minute left. Johnny Manziel going to the Canadian Football League. What do you think? I know you're a well-rounded guy.
I like it, Griff. You know, people deserve a second chance, man. You know, don't root against the kid. You know, he's trying to play. He's made some mistakes. Let's root for the kid, man. I hope he goes there and does well and gets a shot in the NFL. I mean, it's not like he killed anybody. Let's not root against the kid. Everybody deserves a second chance. I hope he does well, man.
All right. He is Otis Birdsong, four-time NBA All-Star, friend of the program, my big brother. And, hey, man, thanks for joining us. We certainly appreciate that. Anything new we need to know about?
Nope, not at this time, big fella.
All right, man. Well, keep it in the road. Tell the wife hello for us, and we'll catch you next week when it'll be, I guess, pretty close to cut it down time for both teams, the Cavs and the Rockets.
I appreciate it. And Tub, nice meeting you, my man. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Otis. Appreciate it, man. Pleasure's been mine.
All righty.
All right, buddy. Catch you next time.